Cap Mike joins us now, and this past Wednesday, Captain Mike, myself, Glenn Shore from Standard Mapping, Al Calabrese, and Steve McNamara, all buddies, friends of a longtime listener to this program, a legendary fisherman, the founder of the Louisiana Big Game Fishing Club, Dutch Prager. And when we left the spot that we fished, it is now designated on the map, this location, as Dutch's Corner. Mike, glad to have made that trip, and boy, what a day it was, a beautiful day, and we were actually rewarded with some of redfish, some of Dutch's favorite fish to catch in that favorite spot of his.
It was very memorable for all involved, Don, and I thank you for helping me gather the right people to pull it off.
Well, now people can go on Standard Map, either the chips or the maps, and look for it. It's called Dutch's Corner. Kind of give them a description of where that spot's going to be on the map.
Well, Dutch's Corner is located in Bayou Maroon. It's a shallow corner, which, as we spoke about, makes it a bit unique. Most of the bends in the marsh, the outside edge of the bend is deep. In this particular bend, the inside portion of the bayou is deep, and the outside is shallow. And Dutch and I caught many redfish there over the years, and I just thought since it was a unique spot, and Dutch was such a unique person, that would be a fitting spot to try to carry on Dutch's legacy. So now Dutch continues, even though he's not here with us.
Yep, and people can watch that on an upcoming Bayou Wild TV episode. It should be airing after the first of the year as Dutch's 100th birthday approaches. And, you know, it was great to get out there and hear from Steve and Al and you and reminisce and tell stories about Dutch. What a guy, a great guy to be out there fishing with, and he was a regular, never missed one of these shows. He always caught the radio show every Saturday morning. And also a special thanks to Glenn Shore of Standard Maps. Everybody knows Standard Mapping with the chips. You drop them in, and the whole coast of Louisiana and parts beyond you can find. And you can find Dutch's Corner if you go online there. Mike, let's talk a little bit about the fishing that's going on there and other places. World Series trout. The World Series has started. Are they showing up at the bridges? What are you hearing on those bridges that stretch across Lake Pontchartrain?
Don, we are seeing a few trout, but more consistently, I guess you could say it's World Series sheephead time. Because, boy, the sheephead are certainly biting. Had a boat go out yesterday, and they came back with over 25 of those things, some black drum, a couple of redfish, and a few trout mixed in with them. So I think we get another cold front or two will really help put the trout on those bridges. There's certainly trout in Lake Pontchartrain. They're just still kind of scattered out a bit. This warm weather that we're having is not having those fish concentrated. So I'm catching fish all over. Caught fish from 2 feet of water to 30 feet of water. So they're really scattered, but the good thing is they're kind of everywhere.
Mike, we had a very pleasant ride across Lake Bourne. The forecast is for a very light north and northeast winds, about 5 knots. For people headed to that Biloxi Marsh, from what you saw there, chances of going there and catching maybe a combination of reds and specks, so what would you suggest?
Well, the tide is high just about now, and it's going to start falling. So I would suggest you look for birds, and fish a popping cork with a plastic or live shrimp. The matrix under a cork, the gulp under a cork is really my go-to whenever I'm fishing for trout. There's some bull reds out there as well. You know, practice catch, photo, and release on those. They are the future of our slot-sized redfish. And as the tide gets moving a little later in the morning, you'll start to see current lines around points and where bayous empty into lakes. And those are going to be ambush points where you'll be able to catch both speckled trout and redfish. Almost anywhere, Don. There's plenty of fish in the marsh. Some of the gas wells in Lake Bourne are holding fish. The white trout are really thick. We caught some on bare hooks earlier in the week. So plenty out there.
Very good. You know, Mike, you know, we talked about the fishing out there, and I think one tip that if I heard it once on Wednesday, I heard it 100 times. You got to get up in the grass. When the water's high, you got to throw right at the edge of the grass, correct?
You know, Don, I have a saying, and it reminds me of when we were all in school and the teacher would tell us I before E, except after C. You know, those little tidbits that help you. And my little saying when I'm redfish is high and tight, low and long. Gotcha. When the water's high, you got to fish tight to the grass. When the water's low, you can be a long way from the grass.
Right. As fish are cruising along that grass, plucking crabs and shrimp and little minnows and shiners out of there, and that's where they're going to be feeding. Mike, it was a great day. Dutch's Corner is now there. I just got a text, and someone said that they reported seeing Taylor Swift fishing at Dutch's Corner. We'll have to verify that if that's in fact true. Maybe she found her way out there, huh?
She might have got Glenn's LA1 card already and downloaded it.
Yeah. Well, Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and maybe have you bring them to Dutch's Corner and catch fish with them, they can find you on my site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, your site, AAofLA.com. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call.
Very simple. Telephone number is 985-781-7811.
All right, Mike, have a great day, and thank you so much for the designation for Dutch's Corner for perpetuity. We really appreciate it, and I'm sure Dutch's fans will enjoy going there and reminiscing and talking about it. Maybe we need to put a monument or a sign out there or something. Huh?
That's a possibility.
All right. Thanks again, Mike. See you next week.
Thank you, Don. Talk to you then.
Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.